AOL's dial-up service will not BRB. The company had a dominant stake in the early days of internet access, and yes, dial-up service was still being offered. But AOL said the technology has become outdated in a recent and also kind of obvious statement, since most people use broadband now. NPR's Ayanna Archie has more.
That sound is what most people used to hear when connecting to the internet. Unlike broadband, dial-up uses a modem and telephone lines to establish an internet connection.
I guess I think of the sound of the modem connecting and that like screechy sound that it made. In some ways, it was kind of like the sound of the 1990s.
That's W. Patrick McCray, a tech historian at the University of California, Santa Barbara. By the 90s, McCray said lawmakers were starting to focus on the digital divide, the idea that people in low-income or rural areas were less likely to have equal access to the internet. Dial-up was an accessible way to fill that gap because it uses existing phone lines. To get people in the door, AOL mailed out floppy disks with hours of free internet access. By 1996, it had 8 million users.
For people who maybe were just dipping their toes into the world of the internet, AOL provided a fairly easy-to-use and familiar and comfortable interface.
Dial-up has its drawbacks, though. Users can't use the phone and internet at the same time. It's also much slower than today's broadband outputs, like Wi-Fi and fiber optic. Downloading a song over dial-up can take several minutes, and forget downloading a movie. Still, in 2023, 0.1% of households relied solely on dial-up to access the internet, according to census data. Why are those people still relying on dial-up? Broadband infrastructure is expensive to set up.
For those people who live in those rural communities still today, they're going to have to find an alternative.
AOL said the dial-up service will end next month. Ayanna Archie, NPR News.